imagine a person so happy, so jovial, so full of life, so cranky, funny, and what have you. And all of a sudden, the next minute, the person is just there. The person doesn't say a word, just calm and reserved. And you feel, oh, I guess this person just got the bad news from home or something happened. Well, most of the time, something happens. And it's really not external. It's most time internal in their heads. For the past few days now, I've been trying to come up with the content. And I've been doing a whole lot of research. I've been trying to see what can I bring up that wouldn't be so boring, that wouldn't be so funny, that makes it seem like I'm just here to joke and all. And then at the end of the day, I came to the realization that, yeah, I wanted to do this only because I just wanted to catch crews. And I wanted people to really understand how it is being me, how I feel sometimes. You know, in my past 4 years of MCing, I've met a whole lot of persons. I've achieved quite a number from my age. And I found that in most cases, the happiest persons are really the broken persons. Like, deep down, they have a whole lot of things they cannot tell their next door neighbor about. Like, even their closest of friends, they can barely tell them. Not because they do not want to, but because it's quite hard to unravel the process, to try to explain what it is they are going through. Sometimes the voices in their heads can be really loud. Some other times, they just want to be left alone. Yes, depression. I know your mind was going there, but yeah, depression. Oh, how can depression affect an MC? How can depression hit this? How can depression hit that? Now, I'm taking the focus off myself and I'm turning the focus to your next door neighbor. Now, you see that person that usually laughs a lot, that makes it seem like, oh, there's nothing in the world that can really get to me. That makes it seem like, oh, I'm very happy. I have all I want in life. That person might not be really doing well. A little hi, a little good morning, a little how are you doing, a little have you eaten, a little how's life treating you would really go a long way. Now, for persons between the age of 20 to 30, they experience a whole lot of mental breakdown. Like a whole lot of anxiety disorders, a whole lot of depressive thoughts and thought patterns. And to be very honest, I can relate. And I don't know. When I'm asked what makes me happy, I know quite a number of my friends have asked me that before, but I really do tell them that what makes me happy is putting smiles on other person's faces. And when I'm down, I generate my own happiness. I either talk to God or I watch series, something that will take away all of the negativity, thought patterns in my head and make me feel alive once more. Now, I'm not just saying this because I want anybody to pity me. No, hell no, don't pity me, guy. No. I'm saying this because your next door neighbor might be going through a whole lot. We think people are really strong, but we do not know what goes on in their head when they are behind closed doors. And I can tell you for a fact that about 90% of persons going through depression would never tell you they are undergoing depression. They would simply lock it all up and keep moving. Lock their doors and behind their doors, cry their eyes out or have suicidal thoughts. Well, now to the solution, which I've been emphasizing all along. Reach out to your next door neighbor, reach out to your friend, reach out to your brother, reach out to your sister, reach out to whatever person you see out there going about their daily lives, and show them a little bit of care, a little bit of affection, a little bit of love, and get them back on track. And you never can tell, you might be saving a life today. So, welcome to my TED Talk. I'm Faye, and God bless.